If you watch an old movie like, say, White Christmas, which was on in my house the other day, you will notice some curious features of old-time phone calls. For one thing, the phone was connected to a wire. For another, the calls often passed through a switchboard. Some people who operated switchboards are still with us. Most were women whose jobs demanded courtesy and quick thinking. And some former switchboard operators have held a reunion. Susan Sharon of Maine Public Radio met women known as the Belles of New England Telephone.
Until the 1970s, a switchboard operator's assistance was often needed for person-to-person collect calls or for something more serious.
Operator, can you give me the police? This is an emergency.
Operators were based at local switching stations called telephone exchanges, where they watched for calls that appeared as lights on a cord board.
Which was a board with, I don't know, little holes for different towns. And when the light came on, that's what we answered.
Shireen Desmond would offer her standard greeting.
Shireen, how may I help you? We had to tell our name.
The caller would provide a phone number. The operator would plug the caller into a corresponding circuit. And voila, what could possibly go wrong?
Well, one time there was a young boy and he said the house was on fire.
Lorraine Luce had just started as a switchboard operator. She says she got so flustered, she forgot her training for dealing with an emergency.
There's a certain procedure you have to follow, which completely escaped me, and I hollered fire. And it wasn't long after that I went into retraining.
Desmond and Luce were part of a group of 30 former operators recently swapping stories over lunch at a restaurant in Auburn, Maine. Most of the women are in their 70s and 80s. Some started for the phone company known as Ma Bell right after high school in the 1960s. There was a strict dress code. No pants and no miniskirts. Everyone was expected to mind their P's and Q's, even when customers did not. Like this man, whose call is among those preserved in the AT&T archives.
That ain't the number that I asked you for.
One moment, I'll give you my service assistant.
What the hell is
that? I'll give you my service assistant. One moment, please.
Most callers, the women say, were generally not that rude. One concern was that operators might eavesdrop on personal conversations, and Gail Simpson says occasionally that did happen, although it was against the rules. She recalls a story involving a heated conversation between a man and a woman on a payphone. The operator was supposed to alert him when his first 3 minutes were up.
But the operator who initiated their call heard her say that she was 3 months pregnant, and when she went to notify, instead of saying, your 3 minutes are out, she said, your 3 months are now up, and realized what she had done.
Simpson says being a telephone operator was a good option if you didn't have a college degree. She worked for the phone company for 32 years. And while the lights have gone dark on her old cord board, she and others have fond memories of the era when calling someone was more complicated, but operators were standing by to help with any situation.
I want to talk to my grandma.
Do you have her number?
I don't know what it is.
Okay, you hang up and have your mother help you.
For NPR News, I'm Susan Sharon.